Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 137, where we once again turn to Max Weber and look at one of his most important and noteworthy speeches. This one is Science as a Vocation, delivered in 1918 at Munich University. This speech is commonly assigned to rising graduate students in many fields, owing to its exhortations to go beyond researching and writing about important knowledge and consider the ethical and moral implications of that research. It was originally crafted in response to a question about whether science is a vocation. Weber does not answer the question directly, but he begins with an illustration of what working in the sciences as junior academics is like between the German and American systems. The contrast was striking regarding the levels of autonomy over one's teaching and scholarship loads, how their pay was determined, if they got any at all, and how one progresses until ultimately achieving full professor or washing out. This resulted in academic institutions becoming more and more bureaucratic over time. Thus, the fates of junior academics were increasingly subject to chance as much as merit. This is in part because, quote, "no amount of such enthusiasm that scientists would devote to their field can compel a problem to yield scientific results," end quote. The results that do appear are often wrongly attributed to the scientists who made them public, and not all those others who delivered the important precursor findings that made the latest results possible. Weber then proceeds to dispel all sorts of motivations for science and scientists that would argue for science being a vocation. Is it a way to know the true being? Weber says no. Is it a way to true art? Again, no. Is it a way to true nature, finding God, or happiness? Again, Weber says no, no, and no. Instead, he argues that science is itself meaningless unless there is something else incorporated that argues the knowledge is worth being known. Medicine can produce all sorts of new cures, but society must socially construct the rules, ethics, or morals to decide whether those cures are good. Does the risk of harm outweigh the benefits of overcoming a disease or a condition? He also devotes attention to the importance of teaching and the roles of the teacher, what it is and what it is not. He specifically argues that the teacher must be objective or offer information that has been scientifically validated and mastered by the teacher. Philosophers and demagogues, in other words, those who would impart their own subjective views, should have no place on the platform in Weber's terms. We hope you will agree that this speech has tremendous enduring value, as it touches on a number of themes still relevant to academia today, and we will explore those themes in our discussion. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to this episode in two parts, available on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.